vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman.
And now, our feature presentation.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
No, seriously, I can't hear you because, like, I need to turn up this. Hold on.
Turn my headphones up.
One second.
Wait, am I low?
No. I mean,
does my chain hang low? Does it wobble to the flow?
Can you not?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, CineVillains proudly presents to you another, what could possibly be a sombering episode of this beloved podcast. I am your hostess with the most of Shaggy Black. Alongside me, Jose. Jose, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am fucking in shambles, yeah, but it is. If you click the title, you saw the title. Unfortunately, this is a this episode was supposed to be something else, but unfortunately, due to a passing of one legendary voice actor who meant the world to many, but for me and Jose here, the legendary Kevin Conroy, for those who don't know, maybe we have grew up watching the animated Batman, the animated series, yeah, growing up, was a huge... He had a huge impact on a lot of us growing up, and for most, happened to be their definitive Batman.
Absolutely.
We're doing this episode to dedicate to him, and you're wondering, well, you boys don't cover TV shows. Why are you doing the voice actor?
That's one Stone Cold Steve Austin would say.
Yes. We have fun times because Kevin Conroy actually has done voice acting for an animated feature that released in theaters. One
little
movie that probably holds near and dear to my heart, probably one of my favorite Batman movies of all time, Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
That's right. One that a lot of people would say the absolute best Batman movie, period.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
It has everything. The detective work, it has the ambiance, it has the drama, the action, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more so than the actual TV series, but a lot of this that you see in the movie definitely carried over into the TV series, because this happened in like the second I have obviously been drinking. It happened before the second season, still in the second, I believe the second half of the first season, because the movie came out in 1993, and the first season showed up on Fox Kids at in September of 1992. So, yeah, guys, I'm not gonna lie to you here. If I sound like I am a sad one, it is. It's because I am. I don't let a lot of things affect me, but I can't lie, folks. This one got hit. This one cut deep. For those who know me personally, or just know about everything, I am a huge, huge Batman mark. Like, it's, you walk into my home, there's Batman shit everywhere.
Everywhere.
I have Batman tattoos. I'm wearing a Batman shirt. I have on Batman socks. I have a fucking Batman pillow that I sleep on.
I was just about to say, there's a Batman pillow right over there.
Yep. I also have a Batman blanket that I had when I was a wee lad.
A wee chop.
Yeah. I just, Jose, I don't think I ever showed you that blanket?
I think you did once.
Yeah, it's it's super 80s.
Yeah,
it's like 80s, early 90s Batman type shit, and it's something that I hold near and dear to my heart because I've had that since I was a child, and if I ever have kids, that's one thing I look to pass on to them. But I digress.
The kids are going to look up to you. This is a Superman household.
I will throw them outside. Right outside. So you take just that back.
Yeet the kids outside. Like,
I will yeet us that fetus.
Yeet us that fetus.
I will get them the fuck out of here. ASAP.
Jazzy Jeff them motherfuckers.
Yes. Right out the womb. They come with that bullshit. But no. Thank you for that. That was... That's why I have you, friend.
That's why I'm here, bro.
Yeah, this one has been tough, man. I'm not going to lie to you folks. I know, like I said, he's meant a lot to a lot of us because growing up, that is the Phantom Batman. To me, he is my Batman, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, everybody picks Michael Keaton. Some people pick Bale-man.
Right.
Some people actually pick Batfleck, right, as their Batman. But, like, my definitive Batman will always and forever be Kevin Conroy, who was a beautiful soul, super nice, and I think probably one of the... I already said he was super nice, but I've been hearing nothing but good things from my comic book brothers down in the comic book fiend club that I'm a part of. Super just wholesome, and I know... I know, it was like they did a DC Pride book, and he had an insert in it, and that was pretty much him coming out
as a
gay man, and it was the most beautiful thing. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever read, because he put so much into that. It sucks, man, because he was such a great person. Like, I never knew him personally, but from everybody who's met him, and I think one thing that was beating me up, he was literally down the street.
Yeah.
From my house earlier this year, and I could have met him.
Yeah, like almost him and a whole bunch of people from the animated
series.
Yeah,
just literally a bunch of other folks from the animated series, but he was like the focal point of like that
right.
group, and I didn't get a chance to go. I don't know. I think I was busy or broke one of those times. I don't know. I just couldn't make it, and I missed that. And I add that to like the things that that I really wished I actually did in my life, but I it sucked, man. It's like losing a part of your childhood.
100%.
A person who's been there in your childhood, who's never really let you down because you never met them.
Right.
But you know, every time I had like a depressive episode or something like that, or I would it's one of those that. The Batman the Animated Series would be one of those shows. Hell, even Batman Beyond at certain points in my life would be one of those shows that I would watch. And I would just hear that voice. And it gets to the point now to where when I read Batman comics or comics that have Batman in it, that is the voice.
Yeah, exactly. I said the same thing.
I don't read any of... I don't... No other Batman comes up. No... Any actor... Or any voice actor, live action actor or voice actor, period, coming forward that I think about. It's only Kevin Conroy when I read those pages. Hell, it could be Batman the 89 comic and I'll still hear it in Kevin Conroy's voice.
Yeah, no, that's exactly 100% how I am too.
Yeah.
I wrote a post about that on Facebook earlier. It's like whenever I read a comic and Batman was in it, that's the voice.
Anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
And then the video games also had them. I own every single Batman video game.
Yeah.
There is, well, at least, especially for like the earlier 360 stuff. Like, I've had every Batman video game, even from like the Batman the 89 game on Nintendo with just the hardest fucking shit ever. And just growing up, Batman has been a huge part of my life, and that really, really is it. It just sucks, man. It really, I've just been in the mood all day, and when I heard the news, and it was funny because, well, it's not funny really, but I saw the news and I was hoping it was not real, but so a friend of mine told me that he was sick apparently, and I text Jose right before I went to work. I was like, Jose, the movie that we were going to record, we're going to put a pivot on that. We're going to be recording Batman Mask of Phantasm. And Jose tells me later, he's like, I didn't get it. I was like, that's kind of weird and specific.
Yeah, I'm like, that was a weird fucking pivot. Okay, sure, man. That's weird, but okay. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go. That's not bad. Maybe you figured we needed, you know, time constraint, something. I'll talk about it later. And then I finally go on Twitter.
Yeah.
And just see the news right there. And I'm just like, fuck, man. That's when I immediately text back Shaq. Like,
yeah.
No, dog. I was like, what the fuck?
It's 66 too, man.
Yeah, that's too soon, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, god damn, dude.
Yeah, man. It super bummed me out, bro. I've been watching a lot of the Batman animated series stuff today, and then just went back and watched this movie, and I just finally remembered how great this movie was. And if you've never seen it, it is streaming as of this recording on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
If you have HBO Max, or if you have someone who has HBO Max, please get it. Watch it. It's only an hour and 16 minutes. It's not long.
Yeah, it's not long at all. It flies by.
Yeah, it flies by.
And it's great. It's, like I said, it's considered to be the best Batman movie for a good fucking reason.
Yeah, it has everything.
Yeah.
Like, just with everything in it.
And it's fucking amazing. Like I said, Kevin Conroy brings, everyone in that movie brings their A game, and it's just such a great story.
Yeah,
that flows great.
Yeah, and it was just, and it's crazy because we were going to cover this movie eventually.
Oh yeah, eventually, yeah, 100%.
This was, I want to say we're gonna have like a Batman month, kind of sorta, down the road, and I know we vaguely talked about it because we were talking about how we would cover this movie. I think we were talking about Batman 89 and talking about covering this movie.
Yeah.
Because I even brought up, like, this one's still probably my favorite Batman movie of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
And we just put it on the back burner. And I hate the fact that we had to wait for something negative to happen.
Yeah.
For us to cover it. But
also, what a terrible way to pop our animation cherry.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually thought it was... First off, I'm kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like, and not just like your typical Disney movie. I thought it was going to be like Who Framed Roger Rabbit was going to be like the first one. Yeah. As that's supposed to be the Easter episode that we've never done.
Exactly.
Something always happens. We can't do it.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'm kind of glad it wasn't a Disney movie, and I'm kind of glad this one is our first animated movie because this one we can kind of do justice, regardless of how many alcoholic beverages I may have had during this day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm glad that we're actually getting to do this and we actually get to share this with other folks because, man, this was a ride. Always a ride. This is still, if you've never seen this movie came out in 1992, so some of y'all who were younger, probably, I hate to even fucking think that you were born around this time, if not a little later, so you definitely missed it. This one flew under a radar for so many people.
Yeah.
But it got its flowers when the animated series kept going. Like, pretty much when this, like, I didn't, so it came out in theaters. So I'll just give you just how I felt about it when I found this movie. I did not see this movie in theaters for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was in the theaters when I was a kid. However, my parents, because they knew how much I loved Batman, bought me that tape. And that was the first tape I remember wearing the fuck out.
Nice.
Like, legitimately, I had it in, played it every time. I think I fucking slept with the goddamn case at one point, right?
Yeah.
It was the old, and I'm going to tell you, it wasn't those old slipcover VHS's tapes, covers. It was the ones that you cracked, you know, the fucking one that you open like a book.
The big clamshell?
Yeah, the clamshell Johns. And this one was, I know it because it had the Mask of the Phantasm logo and the clamshell was white.
Yeah.
So I had to pop that beast open and it was just like, I played it. I really wish to this day I still had that tape. I don't, obviously because they gave away all our VHS's, but that one, I wore that tape out. Like, that particular movie, I know I wore out. And it was something that I watched. And in the animated series, when growing up, that was the one show I wanted to make sure I saw when I got home from school. And then when it started playing on Saturday mornings, it was the one show that I wanted to watch every other time. Because the voice acting was so good, man. Mm-hmm. Kevin brought so much to that character. He was, to me, the best Bruce Wayne and the best Batman. Because the emotion that man displayed, even for an animated character, was unparalleled. Like, you haven't gotten that from anyone else. Damn near. It's always somebody's a really good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Or it's always somebody's a really good Batman. And it's rare to have a person be both.
Right.
Kevin Conroy, to me, was the only one that actually can be both. And it was, to this day, it's just, that was always my Batman. Like, Batman and Bruce Wayne, he definitely, he meant a lot, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it was one of those dudes I always wish I could meet, and I never got a chance to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of glad I really didn't at one point, because I probably would have embarrassed myself a lot. I probably would have cried. Not
you
even gonna lie.
Probably would have.
I probably would have cried.
You know,
man.
Like,
Mark Hamill, I wouldn't have done that too.
No.
But Kevin Conroy, I probably would have. It'd have probably been. It'd have been. Like, dude, you're 36. I just would have fucking. Sorry for yelling in your ear, folks. You know, it just. I just would have. I would have been emotional, man. Like,
yeah.
That dude. And then for him. For him to fuck around and be super, super nice, bro, I'd have lost it, right?
Yeah.
I'd have fucking lost it. So this one really, when celebrities pass, man, it's one thing, man. I'm not like a huge dude on when celebrities are passing, you know, because, you know, everybody's got their time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just hope you have the time you spent on this earth is, fulfilling, or you've done something, or like, or even you've done brought something to your family, or done whatever you could, and it, you know, touched many lives. And I can definitely guarantee, like, he may never hear this, obviously, for obvious reasons, but he reached me, and he touched me, man, in a place like I just in my heart, man, it meant a lot, and it hurts, it sucks. Because it's someone I've always really, really admired, really liked, and, like, I thought was probably one of the coolest motherfuckers alive.
Yeah.
I kind of just wanted to clear that air and just kind of dedicate that and talk about this movie and just talk about how much, even though I know this is a show that we review villains, everything, because, of course, we're somewhat of edgelords and we like our villains.
Yeah.
And but, you know, he's my Batman, and he will always be my Batman. No one else can take that title from him. It's just what I am and who I am, and I loved him, man. He was cool. Like, it was like, yeah, I never met him. It's fucking weird. It's whatever. But, like, he was in my home. Like, he was the one thing that I can come home and fucking rely on. It would never turn me down. And just because I'd have that just growing up. And just, even though, and my parents knew that, was like, especially my mom, would just see me growing up with that. And, of course, I still have the shit that I have growing up. I wish I had more, but I still have that blanket and everything else. And, yeah, man, this was rough. But we're gonna do it. We're gonna do this episode justice, and I'm gonna be very happy talking about this movie and sharing this with you guys, because it is a fucking doozy if you haven't seen it.
A doozy.
And by the way, we will be spoiling it. So, like, but I really want you guys to go. I highly recommend this movie. It'll probably be one of the better Batman movies you will ever see.
Yep.
And there are a lot of good ones people like, but this one still, to me, takes the cake.
Yeah, absolutely. You owe it to yourself. Even if you Like, if you're a Batman fan, but you weren't, like, never a fan of the animated stuff.
What is wrong with you?
First of all.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because that is peak Batman.
Peak.
Animated series. That's just.
Peak.
Yeah.
Batman. Like, other shows, people like their X-Men. People like their, like, their Power Rangers. But fucking Batman and Gargoyles, to a lesser extent. Are like the top notch fucking
yeah. Batman the animated series is fucking
and Spider-Man upper too, echelon. Like upper echelon, up class.
Yeah, because like I said, that X-Men is the only one that comes close.
Yeah, X-Men
as much as
comes
I loved
close.
Spider-Man and Gargoyles,
yeah,
they were
yeah.
great.
They were great,
but they were like on a tier below.
Yeah, they were.
It's
like,
really X-Men and Batman are the only ones.
Yeah,
that are
were
like,
the only two.
They were like godlike.
Yeah, Batman was still to this day was like the one show that I was like I cannot miss, right. So, actually, shit, man, do yourself a favor and watch the damn animated series, man. Get you, like, watch Heart of Ice, that, and then season one. If you're watching on HBO Max, it's literally the second episode. It's literally the second episode. Second or third. And watch... It's so many good episodes.
There's so many good
episodes, like Emmy nominated episodes, and actually one, I believe. But yeah, so good, man. But you know, I wanna hop into that movie, man. But before we hop into the movie, what was your experience with this, man? Do you remember it all, or do you
with
remember,
this movie?
Yeah,
no, I remember it coming out. I too didn't get to watch it in theaters. I don't know why, because. I'm just assuming it's just because it was animated. My mom just didn't feel like watching a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was like a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because I remember HBO actually had like a making of.
Yeah.
On like a little 30-minute special. Back in the day, they would do that shit for movies.
Yeah, like right before like they dropped.
Yeah,
and
it was like, here's the making of, and I guess to get you hyped. And I remember them specifically having one for this. I'm like, yo, let's go. And I remember... seeing on the previews, I'm like, oh shit, they bleeding. And
yeah.
That shit, because, you know,
oh yeah,
they don't show blood on cartoons.
No.
This is before I discovered anime. So, yeah, I'm like, they don't show blood in cartoons. Oh, Water Horse Down. I was like, is it Water Horse Down? Water Edge Down? Whatever. That fucked up bunny movie.
Yeah. Anyway, oh my God. Yeah.
I'm like, they don't show blood in cartoons. What are y'all talking about? But so I watched it when it came out on theaters, rented it at when it came out on video, rented it at Blockbuster or whatever. And it was great. It was just a good ass movie. Holy shit.
It was super good. Like, it's still, that movie is 30 years old and it still holds up.
Very good.
From the animation to just, it still to this day holds up. Better than most,
mm-hmm.
I can say about that. From the music to the animation to the action, all of it still holds up, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful life. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna try my best to kind of pick up my my somberness here, folks. But before we jump into this. And talk about the villains in this movie.
Before we go any further, friends.
You know, it's, you know, try to, this toast that we're going to make.
Absolutely.
Definitely for Kevin Conroy.
Everyone at home, man. Even if you got you a cup of coffee.
Cup
a
of water.
Soda, a cup of water, anything.
Or some blow.
just raise your glasses. Raise whatever you're drinking, man. This is for the GOAT, you know, Kevin Conroy.
All right, Kevin.
Yep.
This one's for you, brother.
Rest in power, brother.
All right. So, Mask of the Phantasm, of course, came out. Which is funny because this movie was released on Christmas of 1993.
Oh, that's why I didn't go see it. We ain't going.
Yeah,
Christmas.
We ain't going fucking on Christmas. You out of your mind.
Christmas
I didn't even go.
Weekend, the fuck out of here.
I didn't even fucking. And then, like, this would have been a perfect. Like summertime movie,
yeah.
But it dropped
maybe even Halloween time. Like,
yeah, right around that time. But like, well, I say like I would have said summertime movie because like around our ages we'd have been in summer camp and whatever. They would have took us to see this.
Yeah.
You know, like, it would have been like a field trip to go see this. But, like, other than that, you know. But this movie dropped in 1993. And this movie, if you hadn't seen it, obviously the villain is on the front cover. This was, first off, I like how we'd like to talk about how badass, like, VCR covers used to be. And everything. This one was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, flames.
First off, it said Batman Masked Phantasm. It didn't have the old Batman logo on it. All you had was Batman in white, trim letters.
Yeah.
Mask of the Phantasm right under it. You had Batman with his, like, you had Batman standing above it with his, like, Batman and spreading his, like, his cape looking like wings.
Yeah.
White eyes, everything black, like, his mask, like, blacked out. Like you would normally, like he does in the shadows, and but you see his suit, and then you saw above him was the Phantasm, like above him, and it was like, yo, this is one of those things you would walk in Blockbuster, you would see, or whatever video store you go to, and go like, well, damn, dude, this
was fucking cool.
Flames, like I'm gonna like
and
yo,
and I'm really glad they released this pretty recently on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I have
and
it,
and they kept. The
they,
same
they kept
art.
The same
that's
art.
Pretty dope.
They didn't change the art, and I'm so glad they didn't, because that one is like super fucking
it's
iconic.
It's iconic
to
as
me.
Fuck, yeah.
Like it is the dopest shit, man. Like it, like that. When I, like I said, when I saw it as a kid, it was the coolest looking shit to me, because it was just like it was, and it was clouds behind it, right? Like,
yeah.
And it was like the Phantasm was just hovering above him, but it was Batman, like just spray. It's still to this day the fucking most badass fucking Batman cover on any of their fucking on any of the Batman movies that I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of the Batman, like the last Batman flick that just dropped, and I actually thought that whole
with
dynamic
Robert Pattinson,
Robin Bat Batten Bat.
There you go.
With all his stuff, right? But
this
one was super iconic to me, and obviously, the villain in this movie was a new character that was created for just the movie. This character didn't even show up in the animated series at all. Wasn't mentioned in the animated series. But this character is Andrea Beaumont, a.k.a. the Phantasm. Mm-hmm. And this, like I said, this character being only created for the movie really worked. And the style of the character was super dope, because like we ain't never seen no shit like that before,
no.
Right? You were thinking like, look at this Vader looking motherfucker, but no, you see it, he has a fucking hook for a fucking hand, and it's just like, yo, this shit is fucking amazing, right? And then but to a surprise, if you didn't see him or hear anything about the movie at the time, because even in the box art you didn't see anything, there's a second villain in this movie.
Oh yeah.
And that is one Joseph Kerr, who I like to joke around.
Damn,
and
Joseph
say,
Kerr.
Joseph Kerr, or Joe Chill, I believe they. Jack Napier.
Jack Napier.
The Jack Napier is in the animated series as well.
Joe Chill,
AKA the Joker, played by Mark Hamill. And I'm sorry, Andrea Beaumont is played by. I just had it up. Andrea Beaumont is played by Dana Delaney.
Our second Dana Delaney movie.
Yep. What was the first one?
She was in Tombstone.
Yeah, she was in Tombstone. Yeah.
She was old girl Kurt Russell fell in.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Doc
Holliday
was giving him shit.
Yep. It's like, oh, wow. You going to cheat on your wife?
Yeah.
You should. You totally
Batman
should.
Batman 2, I guess. Val Kilmer fucking with Kurt Russell. Hey.
Hey, you should totally cheat on your wife there, pal.
He's like, you are an oak.
You are an oak. I gotta watch Tombstone again.
I know, right? That's free on YouTube, by the way, right now.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
go
sir.
Watch it, man. No excuse.
But yeah, those two villains, and then you because you would think. Now, first off, I'm gonna just say about this movie. This is the first time. Like I said, the Phantasm was a villain created for the movie only. Was never in the animated series whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wish that the character was, but the way they ended with the character in the movie, it made sense of why they never showed up in the animated series. However, you didn't see the character again until a special Batman Beyond episode of Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah, it was
called
supposed to,
the epilogue.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the final episode.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the final episode of Batman Beyond.
Not even Batman, it was just
the whole Batman mythos.
The DCU, yeah, basically, yeah, at the time, yeah.
Yeah, just like everything wrapping
DC
up.
DC animated you, sorry.
Yeah, it was like, it was that, but it was definitely Batman Beyond heavy. And Andrea Beaumont makes her return as the Phantasm to pretty much kill Terry McGinnis's parents. But when she realizes that it looks like Bruce a little bit, and has a whole situation, she loses her shit. She cusses out Waller, Amanda Waller. And you didn't, at first, because you see it, you thought it was somebody else dressing up as the Phantasm. You're like, oh, shit. Yo, that's cool. But it's fucking actually an older version of Andrea Beaumont. And
it's
fucking coolest shit ever, because they acknowledged that the character existed in that universe.
Yeah, because I remember watching that episode. I'm like, is that the fucking Phantasm?
Yep.
The Phantasm? What the fuck?
Yep. And she is like letting fucking Amanda Waller have it.
Batman doesn't fucking kill people, blah, 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 blah.
Yep. She's like, and I mean, it wasn't like, there was no voices or anything, because it was Waller pretty much telling the story about how it was supposed to happen. Because they literally, the reason for that story being is because they wanted another Batman. They wanted to make sure another Batman can happen. And that's why, because without spoiling that episode, Bruce Wayne is technically Terry McGinnis's father, like biological father via DNA, because they took Bruce's DNA, put it in Terry's dad, and without his knowledge, and when they conceived Terry and his brother Matt, noticed they had black hair when both their parents had red hair, and they both had Bruce type similarities, so they explained that happening. And Amanda Waller was like, we're going to make sure we have another Batman for the future. So that was kind of happening. They wanted to traumatize that same thing. The same thing that happened to, the same things that happened to Bruce.
Yeah, basically,
they
wanted to recreate the same scenario
and then
turn someone into Batman.
But Andrea was against that.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool little thing. And I'm glad I got to share that with y'all, because not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that. Because a lot of people, I guess, I don't want to say gave up, but just quit watching.
Yeah,
a certain Justice League, maybe,
Yeah, I mean, Justice League Unlimited,
that was like the newer, because even I didn't watch all of Justice League Unlimited.
I did.
Yeah,
I watched all of Justice League Unlimited. It was one of those things that I would come home Saturday night, because I was not.
Yeah, because a lot of times it would just be about random, here's what C-list character is doing.
But I'm kind of a DC mark.
Yeah.
I like the C-list character, so I love the Question. I loved Blue Beetle. Well, Blue Beetle wasn't in that show. Booster Gold. I loved like all these little fucking nuances characters, and they would cover them. It was the coolest shit ever to me, right?
Yeah.
But I digress. That character, the Phantasm, was in this movie, and I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever. Mm-hmm. And that's the main villain. However, during the second half of the movie, we actually get a fucking Joker appearance. And had you wouldn't have known, you wouldn't have thought like that. The way that shit was revealed, you're like, holy shit, they got Joker? And it's at the time, if you've been watching the animated series, you know Joker has been a problem.
Yeah.
In Batman's side. Like, it was crazy to see Mark Hamill even do that in one of his, probably to me, the best fucking animated voice performance he has done at that particular time, probably still in the top five of animated performances he's ever done, period. And he's done a lot of voice work. Like, a lot. I'm talking about Regular Show. I'm talking about fucking Adventure Time. He's done, like, a bunch of other shit, too. But those are, like, primo, not just the, just stop me if you heard it before. Like, people consider Mark Hamill being motherfucking Luke Skywalker. To me, this motherfucker skips from, but in some, not to me, actually, he's Luke Skywalker to me, and he's Joker. He's Joker to me, but for some people, he's fucking skips from Regular Show.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. So, like, his voice acting career definitely took off with this.
Yeah.
But, like, it's amazing to kind of see. And it's funny, because he always has that same kind of, like, gruff voice about him, and it's the same with everything you can hear him in. It's like, ah, that's Mark Hamill. He has a recognizable voice.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very fucking cool.
He's fucking Skeletor in
He is.
The Netflix
He is.
Masters, you know,
he is. I didn't want to fucking accept it at first when it was announced. And I was like, nah, he's going to do a great job. And he did.
Yeah, no, he did.
He really did a great job. It was because it's just the right amount of sinister, just the right amount of goofy. It was great. It was dope. I dug it because Skeletor is my guy too.
Right.
That being said, like you said, we both saw these when we were kids. Do you remember watching this as you got older and having a different thought process about it when you got older, or was it kind of the same? Or
I think I appreciated it more.
I damn sure did.
You know what I mean? Because as a kid, you're watching this like, yeah, it's Batman. You know, you're going to love it regardless.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, you realize, holy shit, this is actually amazing. Yeah,
this is really fucking good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Like, yeah, this is better than the movies, damn near. Like, holy shit.
Like, this one still, to me, is probably top three best Batman movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Like,
it ain't fucking three. Yeah, I'll say that right now. It is... like high key, you can sit here and it's the animated series version of Batman Year One, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't use all of Year One because of the subject matter, but like this is the closest we would get ever to having a Year One version of Batman in the animated series type stuff.
Right.
So it was very fucking cool to see because this movie not only was a crime drama, it was also it touched on Batman's start, his beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What could have deterred him from being Batman, and then how he eventually became Batman. Right. So it's one of those really cool things to kind of see.
Yeah, and that's part of the trivia right here. It says most of the movie is based on the graphic novels Batman Year One and Batman Year Two. The flashback to Batman's first night of crime fighting, donning a jacket and ski mask, is parallel to Book One of Year One.
Yep.
That was confusing. The design and concept of the Phantasm was derived from the Reaper, the primary villain of Year Two.
That's a good fucking thing. And it was a minute since I've read Year Two, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely Reaper-esque, like in there. So it's very fucking cool to see that. But we got everything going from that. But let me go ahead and we're going to go ahead and tackle, unless you got something else you want to share.
That's about it for right now. Anything else I can...
All right, word. Let's go ahead and dive into Tale of the Tape. And I'm going to do it for both characters. I feel as though we've done Joker already because we've done Batman 89, but we haven't done Joker.
Party Man.
Hell yeah, Party Man. But we haven't done Joker in the DCU, in the DC animated universe.
Yeah.
So for that, I'm actually going to cover that here. But first off, let's cover the Phantasm first in the Tale of the Tape. Phantasm. Full name, Andrea Beaumont, a.k.a. Phantasm. The origin is Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Although I will say another quick trivia.
Mm-hmm. Trivia?
Trivia. Never mentioned by name. They never, not once, call her Phantasm in the movie.
Nope.
Well, that's just a thing to
be
aware of.
Yeah, it's never. You never hear that. You never hear them being called the Phantasm.
Yeah,
like at all. Like you just they just show up.
Yeah,
it's just what's on the fucking front cover, and that's what we call them, right? But obviously the occupation here is a vigilante. Powers and skills, which, oh boy, do I have questions. But powers and skills are skill in combat, mastery of disguises, teleporting in a cloud of smoke through unknown means. Now, before I go on, I've gotten older, Jose, and I've seen this movie. Love this movie.
Yeah.
I've read any comic book that the Phantasm has been in. Not one fucking book explained her fucking powers.
No.
At all. It's still a fucking big mystery.
Big mystery.
Don't know. All you know is she knows how to fight because the movie tells you that.
Yeah.
But other than that, the smoke, everything that she does, how she's able to fucking disappear like a fucking slasher villain.
Yeah.
Insane to me. Batman can't even do this shit.
No.
That's the crazy shit. And she's just human. And it's like, bro, what money did you have to get this?
Right.
But, I digress. Let me continue because I will get on a soapbox and be like, I don't understand what's going on. The hobby, talking to her mother's grave and being with Bruce Wayne. Goals were kill the Valestra gang, avenge her father's deaths, all succeeded,
yeah,
which is a fucking rarity, resume her relationship with Bruce, which she failed.
Yeah.
Her crimes. Mass murder, vigilantism, trespassing, indirect incrimination, and assault. The type of villain she is, vengeful, a vigilante.
The vigilante.
Vigilante. Let's tackle the... Let's go through Joker. Let's go through the Joker, the DC animated version.
Mr. J?
Yep. Obviously, the full name is still unknown. But the aliases that Joker goes by is Joker, Mr. J, Putin, Clown Prince of Crime, Uncle Joker, Boss, Mr. J. Rico, Smiley Shecky Rimshot.
What?
that is from a cartoon. Smiling Shecky Rimshot is the episode where we get to see Condiment King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like when he's getting to take out all those comedians. Gwynplaine Entertainment, Joker, like JOEKERR.
Ha.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bye. Hermes, as by called by Maxi Zeus, Jack Napier, and Tim Drake, when being possessed by him.
Huh.
We will talk about that in another movie that happens in the Batman Beyond universe.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. I thought we were still talking about the Phantasm. That's why I got confused.
Technically.
But yeah, I know what
it's in the
now.
Same universe. Yeah, but no. Like, yeah, would have flowed over a lot of people's heads.
I had to think about that for a quick second.
Yep. Occupations: hitman and chauffeur for the Velestra mob, formerly professional criminal, crime lord. Party clown, both a facade. Arkham Asylum inmate. This motherfucker just uses that shit as a hotel, I'm convinced. Yeah. Leader of the Joker's gang. Founder and leader of the Royal Flush gang, formerly.
Yeah.
Powers and skills. Various gadgets and weapons. Fighting skills. Genius level intellect, which people tend to fucking gloss over.
Yeah.
Trickery. Chemistry skills, again, people tend to fucking gloss over. Cunning, deception, manipulation, firearms knowledge, engineering skills, leadership, intimidation, pain tolerance, ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Cheating, death.
Multiple times.
Yes. Hobby, scheming, tormenting others, especially Batman and Lex Luthor, abusing and playing around with Harley Quinn. That should not be a fucking hobby. That's kind of gross.
That's kind of his, though, so they're not
That's
lying.
That's still unfortunately. Gross.
That should be listed under crimes, honest.
Yeah. That's his goals. Kill Batman, Superman, Static, and the Justice League.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't have anything.
Mostly Batman, but yeah. I would go.
Cause as much destruction and misery throughout Gotham and Metropolis as possible. Drive Tim Drake to insanity. Take permanent control of Tim Drake's body. All failed.
Yeah.
His crimes. Oh, my God. This may be the longest fucking list.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, really, me sucking in wind, this is literally going to be... Organized crime, corruption, kidnapping, mass murder, assault, terrorism, theft, blackmail, psychological abuse, brainwashing, torture, pollution, mutilations, extortion, tax fraud, animal cruelty, snuff film, gambling, domestic abuse, child abuse, possession, numerous property damage, vandalism, stalking, incrimination, and smuggling.
Christ.
Jesus, fuck.
I like how tax evasion was on there. Like,
yeah, no, because that fucking episode went Joker's Millions, where it's where he's like literally... Won all this money. Well, he gets his money from a rival gang mob boss, and it's like only a million of it was real, but the rest of it was fake.
Yeah,
and he spent it all, and he's like, "Bro, I'm not trying to fucking get away." He's like, "That one line."
He's like, "I'm crazy enough to fight Batman."
Yep, but not the IRS.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. That fucking line, when I saw that as a kid, rain true to me to this day. Yeah. I do not fuck with the IRS.
Exactly.
They come
that's
a calling.
That's the episode where they do fucked with him, right? That was his like he dying.
Was, yeah, he like that was that dude's dying fucking wish. He was like, I've given you X. He gave like let's just call it $5 million. Yeah. It was probably way more than that. But like let's call it $5 million. He's like but only 500,000 of that was actual money.
Yeah.
The rest of it fake as fuck. Mm-hmm. And knowing you, you spent all of it.
Yeah.
So that tax evasion shit, he was like, fuck. No, absolutely not. It's funny because that tax evasion shit was literally something that he wasn't trying to do.
Exactly.
That's the one crime that he was like, nah, I'm good. But the type of villain he is sadistic terrorists.
There you go.
Tale of the tape for two villains. Jose, can you give the lovely people that good old synopsis?
Synopsis for Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Someone is killing off some of Gotham's mob leaders in an eerie costume, vanishing and reappearing like a ghost, and eyewitnesses insist it is Batman. The Dark Knight is now in serious trouble with the police, accused of being dangerous and unpredictable. Hunted wherever he goes, Batman must solve the mystery of the Phantasm to stop the killing and regain his reputation. Meanwhile, old wounds are opened as Andrea Beaumont, whom Bruce Wayne had a serious love affair with in the past, returns to the city. Memories of the past are now preying on Bruce's mind. Memories of time before Batman, where Bruce was drawn between happiness and the promise he made to his parents. The mystery of the Phantasm is really putting Batman's skills to the test as police slowly draw in with no mercy. The answer to it all lies somewhere in the past of both Bruce Wayne and his arch nemesis, the Joker.
That was kind of epic.
It was, right?
That was kind of epic.
I'm not refused to read what they originally had, which was Batman is wrongly implicated in a series of murders.
Yeah, that was it. That's limp dick, man.
I was like, no, let me find one.
That's a limp dick, man.
No, this one looks
That was fucking epic, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, the Google one was actually pretty dope, too, but Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, 1993, an action and family movie.
I mean, technically.
Technically, it was a cartoon, so I get it. Rated PG.
It's only PG, so yeah.
And this is 90s PG, so like, I'm surprised there wasn't a curse word in here anywhere.
Right.
Directed by Eric Ramadowski and Bruce, the legendary Bruce Timm. Obviously, this was adapted from Batman the Animated Series. Release date was back in December of 25th, Christmas, 1993. Jose, it is time to play your favorite game. Bop or flop?
Bop it. Flop it.
You know, when we get an actual soundboard, you're going to have to record. We're going to have to get somebody to do bop it or flop.
Or bop it.
Yeah.
Flop it.
All right. Jose, this movie had a budget of $6 million.
Hey.
Which is very fucking expensive for a fucking animated series for an animated cartoon movie around this time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the box office was? Did you think this is a bop or a flop?
Ooh, this is a... Say it was a bop.
Because
I was just like, kind of a niche little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's animated and Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, kids will be like, take me to see the new Batman.
Yep.
But who knows, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you're saying it was a bop?
I'll still say it was a bop.
Okay.
Yeah.
With a budget of $6 million, how much money did you think this movie brought home?
Double. It made 12.
Made 12?
Yes.
You're positive.
Fine, it made four times. It's $24 million.
Ooh, buddy, I love you too much. Drop it down a little bit more.
15.
A little bit more.
Okay, then I'm back to 12, dog.
You want to say 12?
Yes.
Okay. This movie, Batman Mask of Phantasm, had a budget of $6 million.
Yeah.
Box office, USD. It brought home Only $5.6 million.
Oh, no.
This movie was a flop.
It was a flop. Yes, it was a
flop because, A, of the time release, of the time it came out for release.
Yeah, Christmas.
Two, when people wanted a Batman movie, they wanted a live-action Batman movie and not animated. It's kind of the same issues that the Spider-Man joint stuff has today, where people are afraid to go see the animated Spider-Man movies versus the live-action ones. Like, they will drive in droves. But when it's the animated ones, not a lot of people are going to watch those. This movie did not get its flop. Like, when this movie came out, this movie did not do well at all. This is one of those movies today, had it would have been on a streaming service or would have came out or, like, would have came out in the theaters for a week, it would have made its money. But, like, it would have made its money on a – this is one of those movies that, like – studios would have been like, yeah, this needs to be on a streaming service. We don't need to have it in a big theater like that because it's not going to bring that back. So this movie, unfortunately, did flop. However, like some of our beloved movies on here that have been flops, the thing, it got its flowers way down the line.
Good. That's good.
Way down the line. Now, the casual audience typically doesn't know about this particular movie, but this movie here did get its, like, when it got its flowers because of the animation, because of the voice acting, because of, like, the story about it, and because of Batman the Animated Series being the juggernaut that it was, and then people saw those movies.
Yeah.
This one still is highly regarded as one of the best Batman movies to ever come out, but haven't got the audience that it needed to succeed. Because imagine, like I said, if this came out during the summer, people would have ate this shit up.
Probably, yeah. And I think that's on WB, because one of the trivias I did read was this was supposed to be just like a direct-to-video movie.
As it probably would have done better.
Yeah, and then somewhere along the lines, WB is like, nah, fuck it, man, it's Batman. Release it to the big screen.
The marketing for this, now I do remember the marketing on this wasn't great at all. They came out, they had the one trailer that showed, like, just everything in it, but it wasn't they didn't apply pressure on the marketing for this movie at all whatsoever. So that's what sucked about it.
Yeah.
But, like, which is crazy because the movie was fantastic. It's just like, not even Siskel and Ebert really loved this.
Yeah.
But just no one went to see it.
Yeah, they both loved it. They actually said Ebert. Well, I think it was Siskel, actually.
Mm.
He was quoted like, no, this is actually, I prefer this to the Batman movies we've gotten.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he knew this was
Yeah, because at that point, movie. At that point, we had 89. We had actually
Batman
66.
Returns. Yeah.
89, and then Returns.
Take a shot, because, boy, we are doing 66 one day.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh. Bat Shark.
That motherfucker was on one day, and I sent a video to Shaq like, "Dog, we gotta do this shit."
Bat Shark
that motherfucker
repellent,
running
bro.
Around with that bomb, dog.
That shit is the funniest shit ever.
He's trying to get rid of it, like, "Oh, here's a group of nuns." Shit,
is the fuck?
Runs is a fucking school of ducks. He's about to throw that bitch in the water.
Fuck, god damn it!
Oh, is it a school of ducks? What is a bunch of ducks?
Quack.
Sure, there you go.
I don't know. Majestic space duck. What the fuck was that?
Majestic space duck.
All right, Batman Mask of Phantasm cast.
Jack, don't use the N-word around Batman.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But the Batman Mask of the Phantasm cast obviously stars the late, great Kevin Conroy as Batman / Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
Mark Hamill as the Joker. Ephraim Zimbalist as the legendary Alfred Pennyworth.
Hey.
Late, great Ephraim Zimbalist. Dana Delaney as Andrea Beaumont. Stacey Keach as Carl Beaumont.
Hey.
Stacey fucking Keach. That's crazy. I forgot he was in this. Hart Bachner as Arthur. His last name's cut off. I can't fucking kind of see it.
Yeah, but that one dude. Yeah.
I know that one. As Arthur. Bob Hastings as Commissioner Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
John P. Ryan as Buzz Bronski. The legendary late great Dick Miller.
Big Dick Miller. Let's go, baby.
As Chucky Saul. Abe, legendary and late. And also late and great.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda.
One of the goats, man. Let's go.
As Salvatore, what was the fucking gang boss name?
With a V.
Yeah, it's with a V, and I don't want to say Moroni. It's not. It's Valestra.
There you go.
Yeah, Sal Valestra. Going back. Robert Costanzo is Harvey Bullock. Let me see who else. Okay, a lot of people from the show. And that's pretty much the point. It's pretty much the main cast we're going to look at here. Now, obviously I want to do a play-by-play on this movie, but I really want you guys to go see this movie. Literally, just HBO Max. Go check it out. It's literally there.
It's an hour 16. No excuses, man.
No excuses. I will say this movie had one of the coolest openings ever that from in this like that I've seen in animated wise, and it still to me can't be topped. But a lot of people will look at me funny and just be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Right? When this movie starts, the music hits, and it is damn near like gothic, like gospel in a sense, like just be
haunted on. Yeah, you hear the choir.
Yeah, the choir going, which was funny as fuck because I know trivia. That choir literally just had like they wanted to get the choir and they were like, let's put words to this. They literally just sang gibberish.
There you go.
Everything is in backwards.
Nice.
It's everything backwards.
That's pretty cool.
It's gibberishly. It's bullshit. Is what it is. And they're like, it's so great. They were like, yeah, we wanted to sound epic. And they're kind of like,
okay.
And it just it's actually people singing. And it's I believe I can't remember if it was the names. Actually, no, it's actually the names of the writers and voice actors and stuff backwards.
Okay.
In a pitch. And I know you're looking it up. Please do.
Yeah, because I saw something about that.
Yeah, it's the name. It's just like, it's gibberish, but it's literally the people's names backwards. And it's only presented in that gothic orchestra type of thing. I thought that was the coolest fucking thing. But like that, it's dropping over the Gotham City background. And if you remember watching anything with the Batman the Animated Series, when they drew that, it's pretty much done on a black construction paper.
Mm.
It's done over black construction paper, and they color over it. This one had a little bit more CGI, but it was definitely you see the Gotham skyline.
Yeah,
coming through, and the words are coming through the game, like through the game, Lord, the movie. We see Batman breaking up the mob meeting.
Yeah,
at the casino with I believe it's Chucky Saul and his group.
Yeah, so here's what Shag was talking about.
Yeah,
real quick, the opening theme contains an in joke. The choral chanting consists of the names of orchestrators Lolita Rimanis, Michael McCustion, and Peter Tomaszek. I probably fucked all those names.
You did.
Among others, sung backwards. So there you go.
Yeah, okay. So it was sung backwards. Yeah. Like I fucking knew it was sung backwards, and like it was the coolest shit. It was just gibberish. Just literally gibberish. But this is when we get our first view of the Phantasm, and it's that iconic Chucky Soul, like the angel, your angel of death awaits. And you're like, what? And Chucky Soul thinking it's Batman.
Insert Slayer, angel of death.
He's like, angel of death.
Yeah.
Man, I had that fucking album.
Scream in the beginning, but yeah.
I fucking like, and then obviously, Chucky Saul is actually, well, he ran from Batman and then they run into the fucking Phantasm. And that's when we kind of get, this is what I'm calling bullshit on anything the Phantasm does going forward from here on out, because they have like this, that smoke steam shit coming out of their,
their hand.
Yeah.
And that's how they kind of move around and shit. Not even Batman has no shit like that, right? He has smoke bombs.
No, but he has smoke bombs.
He has smoke bombs, but he fucking throws them bitches down and he moves out of the fucking way. We know how this works.
Yeah.
The Phantasm, however, no smoke bombs. Just has smoke come out. And, like, Chucky saw threw something at the Phantasm. No, not Chucky saw. It was the other cat.
He shot him.
Buzz. Yeah, Chucky shot him.
He emptied the clip.
And fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It just fucking the smoke come up and it just disappears. The fucking shit. And she comes back. And it's just back. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It took me, as a kid, I didn't care. I thought it was like the scariest shit. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? As an adult, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, explain this. How is this happening? Yes, it's a cartoon made for children. But I need to know. I want answers. I want answers, damn it.
It's a ghost, check.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a phantom. Fuck you. Right? Yeah. Fuck you. Like, tell me. Like, Batman can't even fucking do no shit like that. And Batman's supposed to be our fucking guy, right?
Batman's a ninja.
Batman, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Ninjas can fucking avoid that. I've seen Ninja Assassin. I know what they can do.
Goddamn.
I know what they can do. Batman blends with the shadows. While fucking fan, like, here's the thing. Why didn't Batman fucking get that information from her? Why? Like, that's the first thing I would have fucking asked. Like, hey, yo, word. Can you tell me, before you go, can you tell me how you did all that? Because I would love to add that to my arsenal. Can you imagine Batman having that in his fucking arsenal?
Yeah, no, that's too, it's too OP.
That motherfucker been OP as fuck. But, like, we get the first view of the fucking Phantasm, and, like, they look scary as shit, and they end up killing Chucky Saw. Chucky Saw gets into his car and tries to run the Phantasm off the road in a parking garage. Phantasm just farts out her smoke.
Yeah.
And fucking jumps up in the air. And that's the only time her fucking smoke made sense. Because at that point, she just farted it out of her fucking hand, jumped up, and avoided the car hitting her as the car just fucking just went on and just fucking crashed over the shit into another building. And fucking Saul dies.
Yeah. Although I was like, he could have survived that.
I was like, yeah, and he was definitely, and I'm going back and looking at it now. He's not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, so
his window's out, and he's not wearing a seatbelt. Yeah,
so this motherfucker flew out that motherfucker.
He had to, dog. The way that motherfucker landed, bro, like, the motherfucker got yeeted out of that fucking.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. Like, you drove out off of one building into another, and the way you landed. Yeah, you had to have gone some feet. Broke your fucking neck.
That's child's play to Vin Diesel. With the power of family, he'd have made that jump.
Of course.
No seatbelt, no nothing.
Family.
No door, no top of the car.
Bro, that car
would have made it in the go-kart.
Dog, that car would have just landed perfectly.
It'd have kept going.
Yeah, that car would have kept going.
And he'd then out the other window and onto another building.
Vin Diesel would have turned that smoke into a sandwich.
Exactly.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Batman,
I'm sorry.
Batman doesn't have the power of family.
At all.
Literally doesn't. I mean, I guess you count Alfred Pennyworth. Shaq, you okay, Shaq? It's deceased. I'm sorry, Shaq. Oh, shit.
This is the second time you've done this to me this time, and I fucking hate you for it, all right?
Oh, goddamn. Shaq is fucking in the...
I'm kind of glad I didn't throw my fucking headset this time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Because they say Batman doesn't have any family. He doesn't have the power of family. I'm like, God damn it, bro. Stop it.
Alfred's his family, though. Oh, no, he got the kids.
No, not in this.
Okay, so it said in the novelization, it's explained that Robin's in college.
Makes sense.
There you go.
But even then, he don't motherfucking power of family. Come on, bro.
He has the bad kids.
What family?
He got all the Robins.
Where's his parents?
And Alfred's right there.
Where's his real parents? Where's Thomas and Martha at?
Yeah, I know where they're at.
I know where they're there. Yeah. I know where they're at. They're in hell.
Jesus.
Nah, man, for real, though. If you, like, depending on what version of Batman you read.
No, that is true.
Depending on what version of Batman you read, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But no, they're this one, I'm assuming they're in the.
Well, you got to remember, Martha went into witness protection because she survived. They sent her to a nice farm in Smallville, Kansas. Well, she will find love again. And yeah, that's all I'll say about that.
Shut the fuck up, Jose. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
But she can never
shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, please. Jesus Christ. You're getting the bedtime sillies.
I'm getting the bedtime sillies.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. Oh, my stomach hurt.
Oh no.
Why would you put a Batman Superman reference in this?
It's
not even world's finest.
Oh, it's not the world's finest.
I fucking hate you.
Most people do.
Anyway, but yeah, at that point, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we see their powers. Now, granted, we don't know that's Andrea at this point, but, like, we see their powers, and we're kind of, like, wondering what the fuck is going on. Like, to me, I'm wondering what the fuck, like, how, right? Like, how?
I don't know.
Right? How you know that? How?
Because it's ghost.
Beach. But, ghouls. But obviously, and Batman's on the scene, and obviously, a lot of people are blaming Batman for that. And I think the assistant district attorney, we see the next stage, like next part of that, and sees the assistant district attorney, Arthur, who will come into play later, wanted to stage a charge on Batman for doing this because he's going after these mob bosses, which now makes way more sense. Coming down the road, because like, hey, Batman needs to be stopped.
Yeah,
and even fucking Commissioner Gordon is like, no, Batman doesn't kill people. This wasn't Batman, and you can't blame him for that. Like Chucky Saw, like literally, Nick Marshall, just
he's like, shut the fuck up, Commissioner Gordon. Is like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly, Commissioner Gordon just smacks that motherfucker with a gun.
Should have
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, you. Like just smacks the shit out of him, but Anyway, like trying to prove their innocence, and then like obviously we get like a cut to Andrea flying into town.
Yeah.
Talking to Arthur and Andrea, the thing is Andrea and Bruce Wayne had a thing. This was in the animated series before Selina Kyle. Andrea Beaumont was like Bruce's Ace Boon Coon, and I was telling
Bruce's what?
You never heard of that?
No, it caught me off guard. I'm sorry.
Ace Boon Coon, you never heard of that?
Yeah, I don't think I have. Holy shit.
No, it's a thing.
Is it nice?
It's a thing. Okay. It's not the actual word you think.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Excuse me?
No, go look.
Okay,
go,
bet. Thank Google. You.
It's a damn, that's, was that not used in Mexican households?
I don't think so, my guy.
You okay, it's definitely, but it's not that.
Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's not spelled like coon.
Thank you, because you fucking threw me for a loop right there. I was like, bro, what?
It's not that. It's not like, that. You have to go look that up. Damn, dude, really? Now you're looking at me like Shaq. Like, fucking what?
Excuse me?
I'm like, what? Like I said, the N-word. Like, hold on. Like, I ain't that drunk.
That scene you just showed me earlier from Heavens Later On, putting the coon.
The goofy shit. Be like, no.
Put it on Shaq and be like, my God.
My God. Jesus Christ. But no, man. Fucking, but yeah, no. Like, canon, in the animated series, there have only been, like, three women, well, four women Bruce has been with, and that is Andrea Beaumont, Selina Kyle,
mm-hmm.
Catwoman, Talia al Ghul, and Diana Prince.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
There was really no reason for that.
That's a theme.
There was no reason.
It's a fucking theme, sure.
No, not in the animated series. Me. Shut up.
Back to the movie, Shaq.
Back to the fucking movie. We kind of get, now in this part, we kind of get like, in this movie, we kind of get backstories.
Boy, this movie is.
I think that's kind of the. I don't want to say it's the weak point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's the weak point because it was at that point it was kind of cool seeing.
I was gonna say too. I wouldn't say. I guess you can make this a criticism. I don't mind it because I understand where mm-hmm. they're going with it. But yeah. Like, this movie is probably 40, if not half, flashback.
Yeah, it's definitely flashback, and if you, the reason why so. I'm definitely. I get what you're saying because we even told like off this we were saying that that's probably the biggest thing I would have.
Yeah.
The biggest negative I would have about this movie is the flashbacks. However, if watching the cartoon, like think about it, you're watching the first two seasons of this cartoon, and then you get this. This is like food.
Yeah.
That you've been dying to see because this is like, yo, I get to see how Batman became Batman.
Right.
Right? So it was definitely dope to see. But now watching this over and over again like I have seen, it's like, man, this kind of is whack, man. I kind of want more action, right? Not, and it's crazy because you're getting action. Mm-hmm. Like you're getting, but you're getting year one Batman action. Like he's not Batman yet. He's trying to figure out what he is at this point. And we get like cameos, like young Harvey Bullock.
Yeah.
We get like cameos and like we get like little things here and there of everything. Like it's cool seeing the little backstories and everything with the flashbacks. But like at the time it's like, damn, does it fuck up the pacing of the movie? I can say yeah, because like there's a crime going on that you're kind of wishing that you were still kind of being a part of, mm-hmm. while Batman's trying to solve it.
Right.
But he's the reason why we're having these flashbacks is because of the fact that his old flame is back in town. And this is the things he was thinking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of funny because Andrea was talking about this shit. And I'm kind of like, listening to this, I'm like, how do you know about the parts you weren't there for?
Exactly.
Like, how do you know about the parts that you weren't there for? But, excuse me. Like, and Batman at this point, like Bruce at this point, is having these flashbacks because, like, he's at a party talking to women, and there's this that fucking scene where it sounds like a black woman that's at this party hugging up on Bruce says, Don't use the M word around Bruce.
Someone said, when are you getting married, Bruce?
Yeah, when are you getting married, Bruce? And it's like, yeah, don't use the M word. Apparently that actress did not like enunciate her M and her N a little bit, because if you watch this, it definitely sounds like she said, don't use the N word around Bruce.
Yeah, because you're like, you're
kinda
excuse
me? And you're kind of like, what? And I told Jose that, and Jose was like, no, get the fuck out of here. Jose kind of looked at me like, no, you bullshitting.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, for real. But he kind of goes into like, and then Bruce kind of gets that, and one girl comes up, splashes a fucking drink in his face because I'm calling Bruce a slut, or not even a slut, but just more like, this motherfucker don't call back. He leaves motherfuckers on read.
Yeah.
On red, and just kind of just like fucking just tells him fuck off. And then Bruce is like drenched. Arthur, the dude who's the assistant district attorney, goes up and he's like telling Bruce that Andrea's back in town, man. Did you know that? And he's kind of like, no, I didn't. And he tells Arthur to go fuck himself, and he goes into his room and kind of reminisces. That's when we get our first flashback, and this is where Bruce is doing his Batman thing without him being Batman. He has like a ski mask, a leather jacket, like looking like fucking biker maitre d, or like just or something like that. But yeah. And he's trying to thwart off his first crime. It's like his little first crime and everything. But it goes. He stops it, but it doesn't go as well.
Right.
As he states this. He's having like discussing. He's like, "Hey, they don't fear me. Like,
I need them to be afraid from the get."
Yeah, I need them to be afraid of me. Meanwhile, he takes a detour to meet his parents. I think this happened before he starts thinking about. He goes to his parents' grave, and then he sees Andrea.
Just talking.
Just he's like, "Bitch, who are you talking to?"
Yeah,
and she's like, "Oh, no one important." I mean, she's kind of like, oh, I'm just talking. She's minding her own business.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, okay. And I'm gonna go over here. And she's like, hey, you see who that was? That was Bruce Wayne. And he's like, hey, I heard my name. Who can you tell me? He's almost like my mom. And she points to her fucking grave.
Yeah.
Because Bruce is visiting his parents. And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, my fault. I didn't mean it. It's like, no, we're done. She doesn't have much to say. Humor.
Ha.
But. You know, that then they kind of click off and they kind of have like a little chat and everything, a little flirtatious here and there and whatever. And then like Bruce kind of goes off the other night, and then he has his little crime, stops that crime, comes back, and he's doing like He's doing martial arts.
So, trivia, he's doing what looks like taekwondo.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm doing jujitsu.
Jujitsu.
Because even though, like, that's not jujitsu.
Yeah, even you were kind of like, that's not jujitsu. And fucking even, and then, like, Andrea pulls up on him as he's doing this in his front yard, like, bandages and shit. And, like, she's like, what are you doing? Like, he's like, jujitsu. And he's like, she's like, gesundheit. And he's, and yeah. He looks at her, is like, pretty much looking at her, is like, motherfucker, this shit ain't a game, right?
Yeah.
Take your pretty ass on somewhere. She's like, well, you haven't called me in like 3 days. I figured that, you know, something was up. And he's just like, you need every man to call you after that? He's like, only the smart ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, bitch. Like, dog.
Ooh, she's feisty as hell. I like her.
I was like, ooh, she's feisty as shit. I like her. Yeah, man. I sat here and said, let a fucking girl tell me that shit, bro. I'd be like, see, yeah, I'm dumb. So I let women know I'm dumb up front.
Yeah.
Like, I can't play games. I'm like, motherfucker, I am stupid. You got to fucking put a goddamn sign on here. You got to remember, I'm from Florida. We don't read well.
Jesus.
So, like, we don't read fucking well. So you got to put, like, some big ass, you got to be up front. So, but no. And then, like, she makes fun of him. And she looks at what he's doing. She's making fun of him. And he's like, man, whatever. And he kind of just, like, keeps, like, chopping the fucking air.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, basically. Like fucking Stan Smith and American Dad. They're like, Rob Lowe, Chad Lowe,
yeah.
Swing Lowe. And he's, like, doing all that. And she fucking grabs his arm and judo flips this motherfucker. Yeah. And I told Jose, looking at that scene, I'm like, it is at that moment. Bruce looked at her, locked eyes. You can pause the movie and you can tell this motherfucker's got a hard on.
Yeah.
Like, he is rock hard. He's like
fully erect.
He's like, I am horny. Like, what's good? And he gets up. He trips her. Like, he trips her. She falls. And then, like, they kind of tussle. And
then he, like, pins her. Like,
and then he pins her. And it's kind of like, she was like, yo, what's good? And I'm like, oh, y'all fucking. That's what that is. That is. I was like, yo. When I watching this as a kid, I thought they were playing around. As I got older, like I said, like you said earlier, like, you grew up for appreciation for this movie. I definitely appreciated the innuendo they put in this. The sexual innuendo that they put in this movie. And I'm just like, yeah, they fucking.
Alfred comes out with some lemonade. He's like, oh, your thirst is quenched. Turns around and goes right back. Says,
I see you enjoying some afternoon delight, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going the other way. And I'm just sitting there cracking up, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it is fucking, that shit is great. I mean, and then we cut through that and we finally get to, like, a little bit of the, we get to the gravesite of Chucky Saul, where another mafioso is visiting him, and that's Buzz Bronski.
I was about to say Buzz Bronski.
Mr. Bronski. And then, like, Buzz goes to visit Chucky Saul's gravesite, and he gets a visit from the fucking Phantasm. And I'm going to be real here. This fucked me up as a kid and made me not want to go to graveyards at night. Of all the spooky shit I've seen, it's a Batman cartoon that I see, and this motherfucker, like, open graves scare the fuck out of me, right? Because, like, even fucking, like, because falling in that bitch is one thing, because how you gonna get out?
Yeah.
And because you can sit there and try to climb that bitch, but what if they fucking can't, what if you can't fucking get, like, a good fucking lift in dirt, and then you fucked up, and you dragging the shit, you're not helping yourself, right? No. You can't get out of an open grave. And then, on top of that, God forbid if there's a fucking statue hanging above that bitch. Because if that motherfucker falls in that open grave, where the fuck are you going to go?
Nowhere.
Where the fuck are you going to go? That shit's going
You're going nowhere.
That shit's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Phantasm comes out and attacks Chucky Saul's friend, Buzz Bronski.
Yeah.
Buzz kind of throws a pickaxe at this motherfucker. A pickaxe handle after the Phantasm cuts it in half. He throws and then, again, this motherfucker and her powers shits out fucking more fucking smoke, disappears, comes right the fuck back. And I'm like, hey, bruh, time out. Time the fuck out. I need to know. How?
Ghost check.
How? Like, come on, dog. Come on, bro. Like, it's crazy. But she like, but obviously they end up. She ends up fucking killing Chucky saw his friend Buzz.
Yeah.
And then like after that, you kind of get that, and then like in Batman comes up, tries to figure it out, and then kind of figures the area, notices that Andrea is at her mother's grave visiting, and surprisingly, Chucky Saul's grave, or at least the grave that Buzz died in, is next to Bruce's family's.
Yeah, like kind of like right down.
Literally down the, like down the street, like type, yeah. type beat. Fucking coming up and just going like, hey, yo, and then the Wayne plot is next to the Andrea is next to the Beaumont plot. That's how they met the first time, and then fucking they just met and everything else, and it was crazy. And she kind of puts two and two together. She's because she sees Batman next to the Wayne thing. She's like, huh? And he's like, oh, and he kind of runs off into the night. And she kind of is like, Bruce. And that's kind of like she puts two and two together. Like, oh shit, he's Batman. Like makes sense because I left this motherfucker at the altar. But again, we're not going to delve into like pretty much half of the backstory because that's literally what most of this shit is. Let's just kind of get into like the meat and potatoes of this stuff. Pretty much how Joker comes up. Stop. What was that?
That was
the bedtime sillies.
The bedtime silly shit.
The bedtime sillies. Sal Vanestra actually.
Sal Vanestra.
What? Is that not his name?
You could say Salmonella. I don't Salmonella? Know why. I was like, what?
Like Sal Vanestra gets in the paper. And
is that
sees,
his name?
It is. It should be Vanestra. Yes, okay, Sal Vanestra. Cool. Gets in the paper. Gets the guy in the morning paper and sees that two of his friends were got whacked by who people was. Assumes it was Batman. So he's freaking out. So he reaches out to fucking the assistant district attorney, Arthur, and he's trying to tell him, like, hey, man, is it true? Is Batman fucking really killing us? And he's like, bitch, what do I care? You know? And he's like, motherfucker, you're just as dirty. He's like, you're just as dirty as me. And he's like, no, I don't think so. And they kind of just break up. They get out of their fucking meeting. But Sal Vanestra, scared as shit, goes to someone, and he's like, I have no other choice. And it's funny because this is not the only animated movie that happens in. It's like when someone gets fucked, they only have one other option, and it's like, I have to go deal with the devil, and it's fucking Joker. Like, out of everyone. Like, you rather deal with that motherfucker and deal with the death probability of your shit going up than getting caught by Batman. So Sal ends up going to Joker's lair, which is Joker's hiding out in an abandoned amusement park from the World's Fair type deal, like those old World's Fair type deals, like, oh, let's look at the future type shit. Sal goes up there, and again, you don't know it's Joker until it's like until he comes out revealed. He comes out with a Tommy gun. Again, little Shag kind of wondering to this day, like, what fucking era are we in where it's actually Tommy Gun, but everything's kind of futuristic still?
Yeah, this is always, like, weird about the Batman anime series. I'm like, so does this take place in the past? Or is it present day? Is it, like, some weird futuristic?
Or a hodgepodge of all of that shit, right?
It's like a weird thing, yeah.
Like, I never understand it.
Because, like, the whole, it's like a noir setting.
It's definitely a noir setting, yeah, right? Like, but it's kind of like, yo, why is that motherfucker has a freeze gun? How does that even work?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, why is Batman has a jet?
This dude has a jet and a high-tech ass computer.
These fucking
bro.
Police have blimps. These fucking goddamn Zeppelins.
Like Zeppelin-sized blimps just flying in the air.
Yeah.
Just like crazy shit, man. That being said, like, Sal Vanestra comes up and says, Joker, I got $5 million if you fucking try to kill Batman. And Joker's like, I don't need your fucking money. Like, and Sal's sitting there, and Sal threatens Joker. He pretty much says, man, you're just as dirty as I am. because you know what he did, and Joker gets pissed, saying probably one of my absolute favorite lifelines I have ever said in my life, don't put your hands on me. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah.
Like, and then just kind of like, he says, all right, man, I'll do it. And he's like, and he says, because you're my good friend, Sal. And he's, and Sal's smiling. He says, yeah, Joker's like, yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I like seeing. One big, nice smile. And that you can already tell that motherfucker dead.
Oh, yeah.
He dead as shit.
100%.
I mean, he was already dying. So Joker kind of sped up the process.
Yeah.
Joker was like, yeah,
because that motherfucker was reaching for oxygen every fucking 10 minutes.
Dog, listen, let me expedite this shit, right? Let me expedite this. Let me expedite your fucking death. And like, so we fast forward though, we get like Sal Vanestra, we head up to Sal Vanestra's home, and the Phantasm comes to meet Sal Vanestra, and Sal, and like Sal's sitting in his chair, and the Phantasm is like, Sal Vanestra, your angel of death awaits. Only to figure out that Sal is dead as fuck.
Yep.
And he's dead because he was killed by fucking Joker Venom.
Yeah, because he has the big smile and everything.
Everything you could fucking think. And Joker planted this, made it his own, and put a camera in there to kind of see if it was Batman. And when he realizes that you're not Batman, and he just kind of goes off into a spiel, and then the Phantasm realizes it's a trap, jumps out the fucking window because the house is fucking booby-trapped to blow up.
Yeah.
Like, just boom.
And it does, too. It blows right the fuck up.
I mean, how the fuck you kill somebody twice?
Pretty much.
Because he killed the fuck out of Sal Vanestra twice, bro. Jesus Christ. And, like, with everything going on and everything, like, again, I want to say this. This was probably the most animated shit ever because, like, with the $6 million budget, man, it had to be, right?
Yeah. Because
the explosions always looked really good. The animation didn't ever falter in this bitch. Like, I never had a problem with the animation. I may have had a problem with the story. I never had a problem with the fucking animation.
Right.
Like, ever. And that shit was always dope to me. But, again, I kind of want to speed this up because, like, as much as I want to do a play-by-play of it, it's one of those things that I really want y'all to kind of experience for yourself because me and Jose talking about it won't do this movie justice. You have to literally pull it up. But we are getting to probably one of the best halves of this movie. And we're getting down to the nitty gritty of who done it type beat, right?
Who done it?
And I'm not going to lie to you, and I told Jose this, and I'm going to tell you guys this. I like the Phantasm, but Joker made this movie.
Yeah, 100%.
Joker made this movie better. Joker was the icing on the fucking cake, right? The cake is moist, delicious, and sorry for those who don't like that word, but, you know, I'm going to say delicious all day.
Oh, what are you talking about? I fucking can't do it. I'm too tired to think the Little Kitty spew.
Yep. Moistafista.
Yeah.
But no, it's you fucking you just have to realize like this is just the back half. He made this movie better. And it's only is it because that we recognize who this character was? No, it's just how they fucking written this fucking dude.
Yeah.
Cuz this dude was fucking an agent of chaos. Because after that shit with Sal Vanestra. Vanestra, thank you. He fucking goes out. And you've been looking that shit on your phone to make sure I've been. Yes. Fuck you, man. Why you even correct me? Why didn't you correct me earlier?
I just found it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanestra.
Salvatore.
Vanestra. I'm saying Vanestra. It's Vanestra.
Yeah.
But Joker goes and visits his old pal Arthur in the DA's office. And Arthur's like, the fuck are you doing here? And he's like, oh, come on, you know me. I'm your old pal. He's like, we're old friends. And he goes into a spiel saying, he's like, hey, so who do you think is killing off the old gang? He's like, don't you know it's Batman? He's like,
No, it's not.
It ain't Batman.
I saw him with my own eyes.
He's like, I saw this motherfucker looks like the ghost of Christmas past. The ghost of Christmas future.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no fucking way it's him. He's like, ain't no fucking way it's Batman. It's somebody else. Maybe it's you. who else would have? He's like, why do you think it's me? Arthur would say, and he's like, well, who else would have a beneficial of everyone being dead? The old gang being dead.
Yeah, you're up for re-election or whatever.
Yeah, you're up for re-election.
It's like, how convenient the people who know your past, you know, just die
just up and disappear.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you're thinking I'm killing, I was like, oh, maybe gulp even. And Joker's like, maybe gulp even me. And I'm just like, just sitting here going like, oh shit. But one thing I'm realizing is like, how do they know that Joker was a part of that gang, right? Like, but it would be the people in that inner circle because they know he's Joker.
Yo, did you hear what happened to old dude? He's the Joker now.
Yeah, like, oh yeah. It was like, yo, remember our chauffeur? Yeah, that motherfucker's the Clown Prince of Crime. Yeah, just, you know he won't kill us, right?
As long as we don't fuck with him.
As long as we stay out of his way, he won't fuck with us. Like, that's it. That's all. It's all good. I fully expect it. He's like, yeah, you won't kill us, right? And he fucking gives it the Joker, the Kermit face. It's just like...
That smile.
Be like, no, what? But, He was like, and right as Joker is just like saying, okay, maybe you didn't do it. Arthur gets a phone call from Andrea Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
Who he's like, oh, Joker's like, oh, Beaumont, the babe, which we didn't cover, but Joker had kind of a thing for her.
Yeah.
He found her like very attractive, but he wasn't Joker. Joker wasn't Joker at the time. This is when Joker was a member of the mob or a chauffeur.
Yeah.
He didn't have his name. He wasn't Joker yet. This is when he was younger. We're not going to delve into that, but he hears Beaumont, and he's like, huh. He said, what a coincidence that the man that we had killed is calling. The daughter of the man who we had killed is calling you. And Joker's, and he's like, wait, no, it's not. That's not how this goes. He's like, yeah, it's about exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
And Joker just fucking stabs this motherfucker with Joker venom.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, jabs this dude. It doesn't show it as in the cartoon, but, like, it shows him on the back of the wall that he just stabs this motherfucker.
You see the silhouette of the shadow.
Yeah, the silhouette just stabs this motherfucker. And it sends that motherfucker into a laughing fit because the Joker venom.
Yeah.
And obviously,
laugh to death.
Yeah, obviously, since if you're getting put in the hospital, which apparently Arthur was, they have Joker venom. Joker anti-venom, like the antidote. So they're helping him kind of wean off of it. That being said, like this was another iconic scene to me in this movie because Batman is trying to figure some shit out. Batman kind of started putting two and two together, like was wanting more answers.
Yeah.
So he visits Arthur in the hospital. Arthur, who is coming down off of fucking Joker toxin, losing his shit, laughing hysterically. The doctors and nurses finally got his ass to calm down. The lights go off. Arthur tries to sleep. Batman sneaks through the fucking window. All you see is white eyes and a crackle, and that motherfucker shows up. Arthur fucking starts laughing again.
Yeah.
Slow laughing. Like, oh, no. And he fucking starts crying laughing. And Batman is interrogating him, wondering what's happening. What we then find out is Arthur snitched out where the Beaumonts were hiding. Again, we did not cover this because for obvious reasons. And I kind of – should I continue to tell these people what happens there or should I just kind of fast forward?
If you want, you can fast forward.
Yeah. You know what?
That's part of the mystery of the movie.
Yeah, you know what?
So
well, we already told him it was Andrea Beaumont.
Well, yeah, that's true, but...
But at the same time, yeah, it's kind of like...
Yeah, Arthur essentially was the one who snitched.
But we didn't tell him why we were snitching.
Ah, that's true. Okay, you're right.
Really quickly, the Beaumonts, Andrea Beaumonts, her daddy owed the mob some money.
Yeah.
When they came to collect, he got them to give them one more day to get the money. But Andrea and her dad took Andrea and dipped. Like, they left America and went off into hiding.
Yeah.
What he did was Mr. Beaumont actually had money left over in investments overseas, and he used those investments to gain his money back, and then he eventually paid off the mob.
Right.
But with the confession coming from Arthur, what he gave to Batman, Arthur stated that he was up for, like, he was running for assistant district attorney only to fuck around and for him to need money for the campaign. He called Mr. Beaumont. Mr. Beaumont said no. So, and Arthur was the one that helped them leave the country. Arthur snitched out to the motherfuckers on the, like, snitched them motherfuckers out to the mob.
Yeah.
The mob come to collect and, yeah, they killed.
Yeah, they sent pre-Joker to kill him.
Dude, they found him and they fucking, he fucking killed him. And, yeah, not nice.
Nope.
But Arthur, laughing hysterically, says, I didn't think they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
But, sir, you knew.
They just wanted their money.
I thought they just wanted their money. He was like, nah, motherfucker, like, it's the mob. What do you
exactly.
think?
Exactly.
It's knew. The mob. You helped them run. I'm really surprised they ain't kill your bitch ass. But, that being said, Arthur snitched out, and then we leave that, and he's laughing again hysterically, which I'm assuming he laughed to death. But
yeah, we never.
It's kind of ambiguous because he laughs really hard, but it's kind of like he's in another laughing fit. So it's kind of like, did he laugh himself to death? Is he still alive and he winged down? Because you never see that character again going forward. But it's never reported, so we're not going to report that death. Again, fast forward to the climax, I guess, at that point. And pretty much probably one of the reasons why people remember this movie so much. The climax at the World's Fair.
Yeah.
And when you want to talk about animation.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss on the animation for this. Because, again, this is 30 fucking years old. 30 plus.
Yeah.
It still fucking holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really fucking well.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Andrea comes to collect at the World Fair. Andrea comes to collect at the World Fair to come beat up... So she finds out that Joker's hiding out in the World Fair, so she fucking gets over to the World Fair, the abandoned World Fair, and she finally she does her fucking smoke and mirrors and says, Joker, your angel of death awaits. Which is funny, because in the comic book, there's a comic book that Tom King released called Batman and Catwoman. And the Phantasm is back. Andrea is back as the Phantasm in that. She's also still trying to kill the Joker in that bitch. Mm. Like, bitch, you failed the first time. What makes you think you're going to get the second time?
Yeah. Well, because there is something on trivia. Let me read it. Let me go.
Yeah. It's always interesting that, like, that particular thing. Because, like, reading that now in the comic books and going like, you failed to kill this motherfucker the first time. What makes you think you're going to kill him the second time? Right? That particular thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So it is, the fate of the Joker is left unrevealed in the movie and unaddressed in the following episodes of the series. But a DCAU comic named Shadow of the Phantasm, written by the film's co-writer Paul Dini, explains that Andrea took Joker down into the sewers, beating him viciously, and came close to killing him, but hesitated upon realizing that Joker had become so twisted and insane that he was no longer the man that killed her father. Sorry. Explosions then separated them, and Joker is knocked into the water and carried away by the current. So there you go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait, the comic also details the fate of Arthur Reeves, ruined by his connection to the mob and his crusade against Batman. And later meets his demise trying to get revenge on Andrea. Well, there you go.
Okay, that might have happened in the comic. I think that is one of the comics I did not read.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's just like a separate sequel to this movie.
Yeah, it is a separate thing because I definitely did not read it. I knew it existed. I just haven't read it, right? Because that, like Andrea Beaumont, a.k.a. the Phantasm, has always lived on outside of the other media, right? In the comic books. Because this character is just too fucking dope not to use.
Yeah.
But they pretty much have a scrap. Joker realizes that it's Andrea, and once they start scrapping, Joker is throwing all kinds of hands, all equal opportunity hands Andrea Beaumont.
Exactly.
Just like whap, whap, just whooping her ass. And then, but Andrea remembers that Joker has nards, kicks that motherfucker square in him, kicks that motherfucker square in the nards, and then they proceed the battle, and then like Joker gets away, like Joker kind of, they still have that fight, Joker gets away, leads Andrea outside, and he's like, hey, let me introduce you to my biggest fan, and it's literally a fucking turbine, a fucking jet engine type shit, and she's getting sucked into that engine, which was crazy to me. And she's holding on to the dude. I mean, here comes Batman strolling up on his fucking bike. And he's, and like, there, and he saves Andrea pretty much. Like I said, it's very fucking epic. I'm not going to be able to do it justice. I'm going to take a drink here. Hold on.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really great, man. This is a great final sequence.
Yes. All of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. If you don't watch this movie on fucking, if you at least don't watch this movie on HBO Max, fucking just go look, Google this shit, man. Just fucking go Google it on fucking YouTube. But I digress. Fucking Batman shows up, saves Andrea. They actually have a thing of words between the two. Batman doesn't want Andrea to go through with this because Joker's a whole different fucking animal.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Joker's ruined my fucking life. He killed my family. I don't have anything. I even lost you. And Batman fucking says some shit to him. He's like, what would vengeance solve? And I'm like, record skip, bitch. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, you gonna look yourself in the mirror and ask that question?
Exactly. Cause even she's like, what did she say? She has a great retort.
Yeah, she has a great retort. It's like, when you figure that out, like, let me know.
Yeah.
Like, if any, actually, she was like, if anybody, you should also know,
yeah,
be
you
asked.
You should know.
You should know that question.
Yeah, like, what will vengeance solve? Like, motherfucker.
Like, motherfucker, seriously?
Hello, pot. My name is Kittle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, if anybody should know about this, it's you. Yeah. And then, like, they kind of, she just walks off. He's like, and actually, he asked her very nicely. Like, this is like the emotion I'm talking about that Kevin Conroy gives.
Yeah.
He's like, Andrea, please.
Just leave, please.
Just leave, please. And she just disappears.
She ninja vanishes.
Yeah. She ninja vanishes in her fucking smoke fart.
Yeah.
Magical smoke fart dust. And, like, Batman and Joker have a fucking scrap. And this is where, again, more blood is shown because Joker gets his fucking tooth knocked out.
Yeah.
And Batman gets cut.
Get cut up by, like,
planes and shit.
Yeah.
Well, Joker fucking booby-trapped that entire fucking place, which was insane to me. Because then, like, even Jose was like, because I'm sitting there like, when did Joker have time to fucking do this? And where the money did he come from? And Jose was like, well, he did get $5 million from Valestra. And I'm like, I understand that. I do. But who's helping him set this shit up?
Joker's robbed a lot of banks, bro. He has
I figured that, but who was helping him? Who was helping him set that up? Right?
Whoever he could find.
I'd say, I told Jose, I was like,
no one's going to tell him no.
I said, shit.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
I even told Jose, he's like, who's fucking helping this motherfucker? Acme? Like, just fucking Acme just shows up. He's like, all right, we got you.
Wile E. Coyote, like, when his bomb don't come off, Wile E. Coyote, he's like, hey, man, I set it up. I don't know what to tell you, dog.
That shit worked fine to me, bro. Just don't stare at it for too long, because that shit might blow up in your face. Joker and Batman have a scrap, and of course, it's pretty epic, and Joker reveals that he has, like, the place is wired to blow. Like, it's going to blow up. Batman pretty much, like, Batman's, like, realizing this, and he's like, oh, fuck. Joker's planning to fucking fly out of here
on a
jetpack.
On his Rocketeer shit.
Yeah, on his, like, just fucking jet, like, on his James Bond fucking 007 fucking rocket pack. Fucking jets off in the air. Batman fucking gets on him, and they fight. And Joker's like, get the fuck off me, man. We're both gonna die if you keep fucking around.
Batman's like, I'll kill us both, basically.
They fucking both crash to the goddamn ground. And fucking Joker's like, well, shit.
Thanks,
like,
guy.
Well, we're gonna die. It's been fun. So, but like, Batman's trying to get out of there, but Andrea comes out of left fucking field, grabs that motherfucker, grabs Joker, and pretty much, and Joker's like, okay, I've had enough. I surrender. Tell her, Bats, you heard her. Like, you heard me, man. I told you. You said I fucking surrender. And Andrea's like, yeah, that's not happening, bud.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of here. This place is going to blow. Andrea's like, no. No, I don't think I will.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I will. Andrea's fucking holding that motherfucker by, holding Joker by his collar and saying, yeah, no, this ends here tonight.
Yeah.
And she's like, goodbye, my love, talking to Bruce or Batman. And everything's starting to fucking blow up. Like, the timer goes off. Everything's starting to fucking blow up. And we get what possibly is the most fucking YouTubed fucking clip I have ever seen in my entire life. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you know, you know. If you don't, I'm going to quickly tell you. Epic Joker laugh.
Yep.
Epic Joker laugh. Garen fucking Teed, 10 out of 10, best fucking evil goddamn laugh you will ever hear in your entire goddamn life. So
it's
much
amazing.
So, it's one of the best fucking things you can go out on. Like, that motherfucker there, that's probably, like, if Joker had died, never come back in that fucking episode. Never to come back into the animated series. And that was because why? I would have accepted it.
Yeah.
I would have.
And that's a criticism I've heard about this movie.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's like, it just sucks that the cartoon kept going because this is where it should have ended.
Yeah.
And apparently that is trivia. It's like, this film was originally going to mark the end of Batman the Animated Series, which explains why Joker seemingly dies at the end. In addition, the movie... Okay, no, but that was basically it, because this was just like...
Yeah.
Because this was originally going to be a two-part episode.
Yeah, but it's like...
Featuring... It wouldn't have been the Phantasm, it would have been the Reaper from Batman Year 2. But no, that's why. It was supposed to be the end. That's why, like... No, yeah, Joker's gonna die.
Just the way it went, but if you look at it, like, there was no real big explosion. Like, there was explosions, but, like, she just took him. She teleported that motherfucker like she was Jason goddamn Voorhees.
Yeah.
And it's like, this motherfucker with the most epic. We can't do it justice.
No, we can't attempt it.
There's no fucking way. You Google that bitch. Go on YouTube. Epic Joker laugh. And that'll be the best 30 seconds. That'll be the most haunting 30 seconds of your fucking life.
It's fucking great. Chef's kiss.
Oh, my God. Shout out to fucking Mark Hamill.
If Mark Hamill wanted to retire the Joker there, he'd fucking retire on top.
Boy.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Best fucking Joker ending ever, bro. Yeah. Like, good God. Like, I've seen Joker die many a times.
Right.
I've read Joker dying many a days, but that one scene burned into my retinas, but also implanted into my mind forever. In a day,
right.
Never can be topped. Period, point blank. The best fucking way to end it. But as I said before, Joker and Andrea and Joker disappear. Bruce falls and he escapes. Falls into like the
like
little
sewer.
Tunnels,
yeah.
The tunnels and everything, and then escapes with his life. We see fast forward. We see Bruce back into the Batcave with Alfred. And Alfred pretty much has a heart-to-heart with Bruce, telling him, like, hey, Andrea went down a path that I thought you were going to also be on, but you didn't. You found the path of righteousness.
Yeah.
Andrea was lost the moment she lost you, she lost everything.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that, like, I was so thankful that you didn't go down that same path, because you easily could have, and you didn't. And it was kind of one of those things, and Bruce is kind of like, yeah, thinking that Andrea is dead. Meanwhile, we get a fast forward again to seeing fucking what looks like fucking Jughead from Archie and shit. It's like, duh, stay out of Riverdale.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, on a boat, he tips his fucking paper cap, his crown, and fucking walks over to a mysterious woman dressed in black with red hair. And the camera pans in, he's shooting his shot, and he's like, oh my God, I'm sorry, are you wanting to be alone? And it's Andrea Beaumont sitting there saying, I am.
She's like, alone. I am alone, yeah.
I am alone. And she's wearing like a fucking shit that you would wear at a funeral.
Yeah, the little veil thing.
Yeah, the little veil shit, and then she's like, I am alone. and the fucking movie, and then like it kind of ends there, but you see Bruce being Batman like he always is with the fucking bat symbol in the air, and he fucking goes to his next action. That's how the movie ends.
Yeah.
So that was Mask of the Phantasm.
Another quick piece of trivia. Everyone was so impressed by Dana DeLally.
Yeah.
That they offered her Lois Lane in Superman, the animated series.
Yeah, man. She got it. That was dope. It was very dope. It was super dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Definitely highly recommend.
1,000%. Watch this movie.
Watch it. Please.
Yeah, like, even if you're not a fan of Batman, I think you could enjoy it as well. Yeah. It's a great mystery. You know?
It is. It is. All right. Jose, quickly, favorite cinema villain moment?
From?
Batman Mask of Phantasm. You can either pick Joker or you can pick... You don't have to do both. You can do both if you want, but...
I'm trying to think.
You want me to help you? I can do mine.
Yeah, do yours.
All right, I have one for both.
Okay.
Obviously, with the Phantasm, it's always going to be their first fucking appearance.
Yeah.
Like, that one was just dope to me. Like, just how they appeared. Bullshit power struggle shit aside. Just super dope to me. Joker laugh.
Yeah. I was going to say the Joker laugh at the end, even though he's not doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's just iconic as fuck. That's the best part of the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything for
Phantom? I would say that's hers too.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
She's
shared.
Like got something about the throat. She's like, you're gonna die now.
Sure. She was like, I'm saying, I'm gonna make sure you fucking die. I'm going to kill you. Just know that. And then okay. And now time for the portion of the show. We here at Cinema Villains love to watch movies and review them, but we also review the villains in these movies. We judge them off of three categories. Those categories are the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level.
Threat level.
Jose, I'm going to hit you with asking you which person actually with this tackle both, because obviously we have done Joker before.
Yeah.
So I am going to disqualify him from being in. No, you know what? He's the animated version.
Yeah.
And if we put him in here once and we do another one with the Joker in it, he's whatever happens is going to have his other thing. His scores will not affect where he goes. So let's go ahead and start with the Phantasm.
Yeah.
First, what are you giving for motivation?
Motivation's a strong 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.5. Like, it was kind of, like, if you can kind of figure it out early, I would have definitely given it a 5.
A lot of this shit made me mad, because we talked about it, like, off air. Like, why didn't you do this?
And, yeah.
You know, other shit, but, yeah.
Yeah, 4.5.
You know, want of revenge. It's simple revenge.
4.5.
Vengeance.
Vengeance, yeah, 4.5. Joker.
Joker.
Motive.
He's an agent of chaos.
Yep.
So, easy 5.
5, easy.
1,000, yeah.
Easy. All right, the drip.
The drip for the Phantasm 5.
That's a goddamn 5.
This is iconic as fuck.
That shit is a fucking 7.
Yeah.
All right.
We're keeping it a bean.
It a goddamn bean. That is a goddamn 17.
But yeah, iconic as shit.
I fucking conic, right?
Yeah.
So, and then obviously the Joker.
Another 5.
Another 5. The funny thing is I never really cared for that particular suit.
You know what won me over? When he came in to talk to Arthur and he had the fucking hat.
Yeah, that big like, ass hat.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that one. Yeah, that fucking hat won, and it was like that very very much 5.
Yeah,
and then threat level starting with the Phantasm.
I'm gonna go 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 5 too.
I tried to argue with it because I'm like,
you
well,
can't,
no,
dog.
Joker and Batman come, but that's Joker and Batman.
That's Joker and Batman. Like, those are fucking.
But this motherfucker.
S-tier fucking.
I told you off air, joking, like, she might as well have been trained by the Lin Kuei from Mortal Kombat.
Dog, exactly,
fam. She is, like, ninjing, smoking,
fam,
and everything.
If you think about it, she damn near went undefeated in this bitch.
Yeah.
The only persons that she didn't kill was Joker and Sal, but Sal was already dead.
Yeah.
And Joker, she was apparently, based on the lore you just gave me, she just said,
You're not old boy anymore.
Yeah,
you're
something else. You're not my problem.
Yeah.
So it definitely a 5, and of course
threat level Joker 5.
5
to 10, really?
Yeah, it's a goddamn infinity because that motherfucker.
It's like, I don't want to deal with the Joker, bro.
Bro, think about living in Gotham, and you fuck around and you start hearing fucking laughing. Nope, Fuck that.
You, like, even other...
You go into a McDonald's.
Even other fucking Batman villains was like, fuck, I don't want to fuck
with this. It's like, I don't want to deal with this. You saw fucking South Lester going like, bro, this is the only choice I had.
Yeah, I have nothing left to, you know.
But yeah, okay, so damn, it's a clean sweep for Joseph Kerr.
Joseph Kerr, yeah.
And damn near a clean sweep.
Right.
For the Phantasm.
Phantasm.
So, obviously, both of these folks are getting to the villain dome.
Oh, 100%.
Are they getting into both? Yes. Of the okay, yep, they're in 1,000%. VIP. 1,000%. 1,000%. I'm really, I kind of want to give her a 5 for fucking motive.
Because it's a sweet vengeance.
It's a sweet, she fucking completed her shit.
You think about it, she won.
She definitely won. All she killed all her ops.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Except for Joseph Kerr, she killed all her fucking ops. Like, oof.
And if you count this as the end of Batman, the animated series, dude, she might as well have killed the Joker, too.
Dog.
Ah, fuck it. She's a 5.
She got 5. She's clean sweep. Clean sweep. Yep. Fuck it. Clean sweep. That is a rare double clean sweep.
That shit probably
villains.
will probably never
fucking happen again.
I'm trying to think of.
There's not a lot of movies.
Wait for Batman 66.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe. But, dog, never will you probably see a double clean sweep. Double fucking Hall of Fame.
Well, man, we got
another. Double Hall of Fame. Actually, no. Double Hall of Fame can happen.
Yeah.
Double Hall of Fame can happen.
And
but
we might have another one pretty soon.
A double Hall of Fame or a double clean sweep?
Double Hall of Fame, at least.
Okay,
know,
yeah,
hint,
yeah.
Hint, you know?
Yeah, hint, hint. Nudge,
something coming
nudge.
Next month, but
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Dude, no, but come on.
But yeah, but this 1,000% double
1,000%.
Hall of Fame.
Well, guys, gals, and all my she's and they's and gays and everyone, we love you. Thank you so much for giving us your ear. We have just gone on, and thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. This meant a lot for me.
Yeah.
Also for Jose.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us do this. It was a hell of a day. I appreciate me on the behalf of Jose here.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, and we will catch you guys on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll be back soon once again. Please take care of yourselves. We love you, everybody. Goodbye.
Later.